And it is time for Highland versus Minerva High School Boys Soccer.
Good evening from Highland High School. Time for to get ready for some boys high school soccer as the Highland Hawks host the Minerva Lions. We'll talk with head coach Scott Boniker coming up next on the pregame show.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Driving close to power lines is usually safe, but accidents can happen unexpectedly. Do you know what to do if you come across downed power lines? Step one, stay inside your vehicle for safety. It's often safer than being outside with live cables. Simultaneously, dial 911 for immediate assistance. Step two, also ensure that no one approaches the vehicle. It's advisable to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from the car. To learn more, reach out to your local co-op for additional information.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Before the Kick is being brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
At Home- Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Jay Saddle here with Hawks head coach Scott Boniker. Coach, you're getting things started tonight against Minerva in a game right before tournament seeding happens.
Yeah, excited to get that taken care of this weekend, kind of see where we fall. We've been playing real well lately. Expect we'll probably get a pretty good seed, and once we know that path, we'll get our preparations underway.
And you played a lot of real tough opponents. How do those prepare you for when we get to the tournaments?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you expect at some point in the tournament you're going to have to play good teams, and so you need to have experience against that kind of competition. And we play a pretty tough schedule, and usually it's usually it positions us pretty well in our district for sure.
So you got Minerva coming in tonight. How much do you know about them, and how do you want to see your guys play?
You know, they're a young team. They're a team for the last number of years that's kind of struggled just a little bit. And so tonight we want to really pressure them aggressively, force them into some mistakes, hopefully score early, and get them certainly questioning themselves pretty quickly, and hopefully we can go from there.
You know, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Kick has been brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
The American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center offers hands-on CDL training and expert-led classroom instruction to prepare you for success. Already trained elsewhere? No problem. Complete testing on-site at U.S. America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Register for training or to take your CDL test by calling today. Get the skills. Get certified. Get on the road with Buckeye Career Center.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Welcome back to Highland. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you this evening, and we'll give you the final score. The girls played before this match, and Highland wins it at the death, 2-1, a goal with 8 seconds left scored by Chanel Kellogg, and that's a huge win for the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, that was, we watched that game, and Norwayne held a lead early in the second half. Highland was able to equalize, I believe it was on an own goal by Norwayne, and then as the clock was winding down, we thought Norwayne's going to get out of here with the tie after a really heated battle there in that second half. And then Highland was just able to put enough passes together, got their forward in position, and she put it home. 8 seconds remaining.
We'll talk about the boys now, coming in a record of 10-2-2, unbeaten in their last seven with 6 wins in that span, coming off a 2-1 win over Cardinal Mooney. Cardinal Mooney, they always put out a good program. You also look in there, Clear Fork, Canton Central Catholic, Lake Center Christian, Tuskegee Valley, and North Olmsted. Those are all very quality programs that the Hawks have gotten wins against.
Yeah, they're looking very good as we start to move a little closer to tournament time. And, I think their opponent tonight is going to be in for a battle. Minerva on the road, coming in with that 2-9-3 record. The Hawks and the Lions have had some common opponents, both Tuskegee Valley. Highland has a win, a 6-0 win over Tuskegee Valley. Minerva, the Lions lost 8-0. Both teams played Marlington, and both teams lost to a very good Marlington team. Minerva 7-0, and Highland lost 3-1. Their other common opponent, Minerva, will not play until later this week, and that is Canton Central Catholic on the 4th. Highland dispatched Canton Central Catholic 6-0.
Then you look a little bit more at Minerva. They just picked up their second win on the season against Carrollton, and they're a team that's looking to build a program.
Yes, you look down their roster as compared to the Hawks, a lot of ninth graders. There's just only a couple seniors on this program for Minerva. Minerva has kind of gone through a little bit of a rebuild, but a lot of 10th graders, a lot of 9th graders, a couple juniors as well. And that is something that I'm sure Coach Tyler Stewart, regardless of the outcome of tonight's game, he wants to play opponents like the Highland teams and the Carrolltons and some of those opponents that are in, a little bit more local to them, in order to get their kids exposed to the kind of soccer that they're going to see, especially when they move into the tournaments in a couple weeks.
And I think another good sign for the Lions is that their leading goal scorer is Noah Morkel, who has 10 goals on the season and 2 assists. And when you have a freshman playing as a midfielder, that's something you love to see.
Yeah, it looks like he's leading the team in points. He has 22 points on the season. That's 10 goals and 2 assists. So, you know, again, that is something that he's showing a lot of promise. Their second most goal scorer, Wyatt Gonzalez, he has 3 goals on the season so far. And then you've got two or three other players that have had goal opportunities and have made good on those.
And they've made a move. It looks like Talon Murphy leads this team in saves. He's going to be playing in the field tonight. And the junior, Jace Wright, will be in goal. He's made 4 saves this season.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that's one of those trade-offs is, you know, when you pull your goalkeeper, your main goalkeeper out into, you know, the field of play, it's hoping that maybe you can generate some offense, because typically a lot of those kids, you know, whether it's as a defender or, you know, put them in the midfield, they typically have some pretty good ball skills. It's amazing how a lot of teams, their best on-ball player oftentimes will be their goalkeeper, just because, you know, that's, they're a very athletic kid. Sometimes they're a little bit bigger than other players. But it'll be interesting to see the games that I've watched Highland play this season. You know, the Hawks typically just kind of outrun their opponents. They're certainly very, very fit. And this time of the season, most teams are pretty fit. But Highland, you know, they come into the season very fit. And they usually have a very solid, strong back line, strong goalkeeper in Chase Koblenz, the junior. He'll be wearing 00 again tonight. And then those forwards up front, the last game we saw here, I believe it was against Chippewa, the Hawks played, and it was, you know, I'm not sure if that was exactly the game, but Roman Tkachuk, and it was, you're going to have to help me out here, Jake. Trying to remember who, Christian Mullett, those two both had very good games. If one wasn't scoring the goal, they were assisting on a goal. And so Highland, again, it looks like they're round, you know, continuing to round right into that tournament shape that they're going to need to, you know, be in here in the next couple weeks.
Well, that's how the two teams stack up. Pre-game, we'll take a timeout. We'll let you know who's starting for these two teams next year on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
This is Jim Smucker, president of Keim in Charm, Ohio. You'll find Keim Home Center located on 50 acres in the rolling hills of Holmes County. Do you have a home, building, or woodworking project in mind? If so, Keim has an unmatched selection of items available for you. At Keim, our team of experts is committed to caring for your project like we care for our own. We offer convenient pickup and delivery options. Visit Keim Home Center or go to keimhome.com to learn more. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room.
MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com and bring your space to life with CanPlaid.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
The Holmes County Chamber and Tourism Bureau invite you to find out all about the local attractions, restaurants, and lodging. Visit their website at visitamishcountry.com and sign up for their e-newsletter so you won't miss out on any of the upcoming events and new things to see and do in Holmes County. The Holmes County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau wish the players, coaches, and families the best of luck.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Driving close to power lines is usually safe, but accidents can happen unexpectedly. Do you know what to do if you come across downed power lines? Step one, stay inside your vehicle for safety. It's often safer than being outside with live cables. Simultaneously, dial 911 for immediate assistance. Step two, also ensure that no one approaches the vehicle. It's advisable to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from the car. To learn more, reach out to your local co-op for additional information.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Kime Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Kime in Charm, Ohio. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Getting set up for this one between the Hawks and the Lions. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. Highland going to be wearing their black jerseys with red stripes down the front, white numerals on the front and back today, except for their keeper, Koblenz, who is wearing the, what would you call that, seafoam green?
Yeah, seafoam green tonight.
Seafoam green jersey. On the other side, Minerva wearing their road whites, except for their keeper, who will be wearing a yellow ensemble tonight. Let's go ahead and tell you who is all going to be starting today. Scott, you want to start us off with the starters for Minerva?
Yeah, for your guest team tonight, they come in with a record of 2-9-3. They're coached by head coach Tyler Stewart, assisted by Alex Gottschall. Number one for the Lions is Noah Morkel. He's a ninth grader and a midfielder. Number three, Jeremiah Boone, a senior and midfielder. Number four, Jackson Stewart, he's a senior and midfielder. Number six, Wyatt Gonzalez, a sophomore and defender. Number 24 tonight is Talon Murphy. He is a junior and defender. Number 10, Colton Fetty, a ninth grader and midfielder. Number 14, Kipton Kiko. He is a sophomore and a forward. Number 20, Jace Wright. He is a junior goalkeeper this evening. Number 18, Caleb Becker. He is a sophomore and defender. Number 32, Jabin Reed, a ninth grader midfield defender. And number 39, Wyatt Flew, a sophomore midfield defender. And again, the Lions coached by head coach Tyler Stewart.
On the other side for the Hawks, they'll line up like this. It'll be a junior midfielder wearing number 3, Noah Troyer, and junior defender wearing number 4, Bodie Gertz, a junior defender wearing number 7, Josh Yoder, a senior defender wearing number 9, Perrin Miller, a junior midfielder wearing number 11, Luke Boniker, a junior forward wearing number 12, Christian Mullet, Well, we will get to the rest of those starters after the national anthem. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg. And the anthem has been played here. We'll finish our starting lineup now for the Hawks. I believe we ended on Luke Boniker. The next one will be a junior forward wearing number 12, Christian Mullett. A senior forward wearing number 13, Rowan Miller. A junior midfielder wearing number 14, that's Blake Stutzman. A senior defender wearing number 16, Max Jones. A junior forward wearing number 17, Roman Kachuk. And the junior goaltender wearing number 00 is Chase Koblenz, as Scott Boniker is the head coach of the Hawks. And I think my time up north came out there a little bit, calling it the goaltender instead of the goalkeeper.
There you go. Yeah, and I was just thinking about how, you know, hockey is one of those sports that, you know, you have some similarities with a sport like soccer, but you know, it's definitely you know, definitely a different one.
A different one. It takes a different kind of player too. Some of those hockey players, you never know what you're going to see, especially from the goalies.
Absolutely.
We should be in store for a pretty good game today from the Hawks. Scott, I think what do you think we're going to see out of this one from Highland?
Well, again, you know, I think that in most years, Highland, you know, they tend to start playing their best soccer, you know, midway through the season. A lot of times they'll schedule opponents like North Olmsted. You know, they got to play at historic Crew Stadium when they played them, ended up with a 1-1 tie. But, you know, to have that opportunity not only to go to historic Crew Stadium, but then also to play a team like a North Olmsted. You know, they've all had already played Marlington, a very, very strong side from Alliance, and, you know, was one of their earlier season losses. But, you know, I kind of expect that Highland will, it'll be a little bit of business as usual with them. You know, on paper, obviously, they look to be, you know, the better team and a dominant team with that 10-2-2 record as compared to the Lions coming in at 2-9-3. However, you just never know, you know, with a team that's young like Minerva, and they've probably grown a lot over the season. So we're going to continue to see a lot of that growth. And so I think their coaches are, you know, expecting them to come out, and they're going to play hard.
Brent Rice and James Gow are our referees for tonight's contest as we'll get underway. And now looks like we might have had a premature whistle here. So they'll stop the clock. I think they're going to reset it back to 40 as 4 seconds had come off. I think a little miscommunication between our two officials here. As in the center circle is Christian Mullett. And it looks like they're going to try the college kickoff play. Now they're just going to drop this one back, and they're going to boot this one forward towards the top of the 18, and this one will roll out for a goal kick. So they had Roman Kachuk on the far side making the run after that ball, Scott, but just a little too much mustard on it.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we saw, you know, a couple weeks ago when we watched the Highland Hawks play here at home. You know, Christian Mullett to Roman Kachuk. that happened a lot. That tandem is a very, very lethal tandem for the Highland Hawks.
Off the goal kick, the ball goes off the head of Bodie Gertz and out on the far side. It'll be a Minerva throw-in. Looks like it's going to go off the Hawks. Nope, goes off the Lions, according to Brett Rice on that far side. It'll be a Highland throw.
Yeah, Jeremiah Boone was the last to touch that on that far side of the field.
Throw comes in. They'll drop it back to midfield. Now the pass comes into the middle here for Stutzman. He's going to send it on the outside now for Max Jones. Jones sending it forward here. There's Boddicker. He tried to send it into the middle. Now one touch back to Boddicker on the near touchline. Boddicker takes a step now back into the middle. Inside there for Mullet. Trying to leave it back for Boddicker. And now it'll be a whiffed clearance as the defender falls. Kachuk trying to hold on to that one. Leaves it on the outside. Gertz tries to get the cross off. He does. It gets blocked. Wins it back. Now cross comes back in, picked up by Minerva on that far side. It'll be cleared out. I'm sorry, folks. It's hard to see that defender's number on the far side there. So the ball goes out off of Highland in front of the Minerva bench.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble figuring out who that is.
Ball comes in. It's headed forward. Goes to the outside. Kachuk takes a touch. Now pops it into the middle of the field. It'll come all the way to Jones. Jones trying to send it forward for Boddicker. He has to break on the 50-50 ball. Another attempt to go on to the outside. Knocked down. Fall to the feet of Boddicker. Comes to the near side for Jones. Jones gets it down the line. Picked up here by Rowan Miller. Miller, right-footed cross right in the middle of the box. Kachuk can't get on the other side of it. Also went past Mullet, but Kachuk will keep it in on the byline as the Hawks drop it back to the top of the 18. Here's a long cross off ahead and over the crossbar. I believe that was...
looks like number 13.
That would be
for
Rowan Miller on the shot attempt. That's just great soccer right there.
Yeah, they did a nice job. You know, Rowan Miller, a senior forward for the Hawks, you know, with Christian Mullet and Roman Kachuk kind of up there in front a lot of times. He doesn't see as much of the ball on the attack, but he was in the right position.
Kiko had his pocket picked by the Hawks as they'll try to move things through again. Here is Christian Mullet, leaves it in the middle. It'll be picked up again by Miller. He drops it back. Here's Boddicker from a distance, has his shot blocked, gets it back, leaves it in the middle. Ball squirts free near the penalty spot, but it will be Gonzalez sending it to the outside, but Kachuk will grab that clearance. He'll cycle it back, and they'll try to get it back around. It ends up going off of a Lions player and out for a throw-in. Kachuk now battling for that throw-in. Cross comes through. Mullet can't get a foot on. It'll be grabbed there by the keeper in right to keep it out of harm's way. Right foots this one away. Max Jones has it off his shoulder into the middle now for Boddicker. He drops it back as the defensive line will look to reset it to the near side. Here's Perrin Miller. Sends it forward. That is Stutzman. He's going to send it down the line, but too much on the pass to Rowan Miller. It goes out for a Minerva throw.
It's like Jeremiah Boone's going to throw that ball in.
Battling for it was once again Kipton Kiko. The ball going to get past the back line. Josh Yoder couldn't handle it. He'll drop it back to Koblenz, who will pick it up on his six. Now brings it to the near side. When I say pick it up, I mean play it at his six. He could not pick that one up. Ball finds its way to Jones on the near side. Sends a soft pass through. It's one-touched now to Noah Troyer. Troyer sends it forward for Mullet, who goes back to Troyer. He's going to try to send it down the line on the near side. It'll be cleared out on that near side.
Hawk throw in. Looks like number 16, Max Jones, is going to do the honors.
Gets it into Miller. Miller tried to make a man miss. Now trying to hold on to that ball is Stewart, battling for it on the near touch. Somehow that stays in but falls right to the feet of Jones. Here's Boddicker now, going to put it in the center circle, sent forward for Mullet. Mullet on a through ball. Here's Kachuk. He's got just the keeper to beat, and he sends it just wide. I have that as the third shot attempt for the Hawks. It'll bring up a goal kick for Minerva. Yeah, we talked in the pregame, Scott, about how this is a Minerva program that's kind of in a rebuilding phase, but playing an opponent like Highland can help you see where you need to improve.
Yeah, and, you know, they moved a few players around. They wanted to get one of their better players up into the action
as we'll move
tonight.
Forward, here's the counterattack by Minerva after Jones misplayed a ball. Up top, here is Kiko, leaves it in the middle. It'll be cleared out to the near side. He was trying to find Morkel as Kiko tries to come back and collect it on the touchline, but it'll be picked up by Rowan Miller. Now here's Mullet. He's dispossessed. Kiko trying to leave it for Morkel. Morkel has it taken off his foot, and now here's, I believe that was Mullet carrying it forward. Leaves now in the middle for Boddicker. He sends to the outside for Tkachuk. He drops it back. Hawks looking to reset this offense. Long cross up to the top of the 18. It'll go out off of a Lion for a corner kick. That might have been Gonzalez it went off, and now the corner will be one for Highland as Mullet chased after it.
Our first corner of the evening.
So it'll be an outswinging corner with the right foot from the far side. Great service off ahead, and it'll run wide and out for a goal kick. Is that Noah Troyer that got his head in there?
Yeah, Noah Troyer has been on the end of two header attempts here in this early going for Highland.
Goal kick comes to the near side. Kiko chests it down, now sends it forward for Morkel. Morkel trying to go on the 1-2 to his teammate Boone. Ball will be cleared back across midfield. Miller leaves it now, gets it back on the one touch. Miller tried to send himself to the outside. It'll be knocked down. Mullet sends it now to Boddicker in the middle of the field. Boddicker carrying towards the top of the 18. Tries to send it through. Back for Boddicker. Shot scored. And the Hawks will take the 1-0 lead off the one-touch shot from Boddicker. And I believe you can give the assist on that one to Noah Troyer.
Yeah, Noah Troyer, number three, found the perfect place. There really wasn't a defender there.
So that makes it 1-0.
Yeah, Boddicker, the junior midfielder, was in the right place at the right time.
32-31, the time of that goal here in the first half. So play comes to the near side off the kickoff. Max Jones settles it, now sends it to Miller on the near side. Miller into the middle for Mullet. Mullet leaves it now. Again, it's Noah Troyer sends forward to the outside for Tkachuk. He's going to right foot this one towards the penalty spot. They let it go through. Miller will airmail that one over the crossbar as Miller heeled it to him. Mullet heeled it to him, pardon me.
So Miller, the senior, you know, he's had some opportunities up here, but, you know, as compared to Tkachuk and, Christian Mullet, he just doesn't spend as much time in that box, you know, in a scoring position.
Goal kick goes to the far side of the middle of the field. Touched on the far side. Gertz will usher it out as it goes out for a Highland throw. They're going to try to send Tkachuk down the touchline. He gets it off a touch from a Minerva defender momentarily, then taken off his foot. The ball squirts out to Boddicker. Boddicker at the top of the 18 leaves it. Now Tkachuk, I think he tried to, there was a defender that ends up sending it through. Now Jones has it on the near touchline, and it will go out for a Highland throw. And it'll be Stutzman out to take it. So not too far from the 18. Throw comes into the box. It's off ahead, runs line, and then put in. And they will count that one. I did not catch the number. Was that Rowan Miller?
I believe it was. He finally gets one. He's had three attempts already here in this first half. So number 13, Rowan Miller, he's a senior.
And that one, he just kind of chested it down in the box and puts it in as the keeper was wide.
Yep.
So I have that down as the seventh shot attempt, second shot on goal by Highland. College kickoff play comes to the near side. A battle for the ball. Jones will win that one against Boone, and the ball finds itself up on the offensive side again. Here's Boddicker playing on the near touchline. Now turns back into the middle for Troyer. Troyer will move it along in the middle for Blake Stutzman. So I'll correct myself. It was Mullet that took that last throw-in, not Stutzman. He got my 14 and my 12 mixed up. Ball finds its way to Tkachuk on the far side. Keeps it in on the line. They'll play it down for Boddicker at the top of the 18. Boddicker dribbles back into the middle of the field. Now Troyer trying to send it through. And it'll be cleared away towards midfield, but that's where Stutzman will corral it. Tried to send it to the far side, had his pass knocked down, and a foul going to be called as he collided there with the captain for Minerva. I saw the captain's armband, but those red numbers are kind of small and hard to see on the far side of that field.
Yeah, that defender that we've been trying to, to figure out tonight, I have him as number 20, Jace Wright, but I think we announced him as our goalkeeper, but I do think that it might be Jace Wright playing number 20, and our goalkeeper is number 24.
That could be what is happening here. They'll play this one through on the near side. Hawks have the ball, and here's Mullet. Dribbles into the 18, tried to nutmeg his defender. Ball falls to Miller. Miller drops it back, crosses it outside the 18. Now here's Stutzman taking a heavy touch, and he'll put that one up and over the frame and out for another goal kick.
Yeah, sometimes those midfielder defenders, they they just don't have that skill in and around the, you know, the six-yard box.
Especially when you're trying to trap the ball and send it on frame from distance. So it'll be knocked down by Boddicker. He's going to send it back in the middle now. Here is Mullet. Going to drop it out again. One touch into Troyer. To the outside, into the box here. That was
Tkachuk,
and it will be saved out for a corner. First save of the night for our goalkeeper. So it was right at that far post. And it will be Boddicker going out to take the corner on the far side. 2-0 the lead for the Hawks. 28 minutes and 15 seconds to play here, half number one. Boddicker has it teed up. He's got the go-ahead from Brent Rice on the far side. Great service put in the air by Miller. Knocked down by Troyer. Troyer turns. He can't tell if he got the shot off or not. Still battling for it. Now Stutzman, he tries to send it through. It's cleared away to the near side. That ball might curl out for a corner. No, it'll be a throw right at the flag.
And Highland doing a good job this season of using the throw-in as an offensive weapon in these set pieces. You know, that's something that a lot of teams, high school at all levels, have gotten away from. But
throw comes through to the top of the six, knocked down by Minerva and sent out. Stutzman will collect. Hard touch to the outside for Gertz. He'll pick it up, sends it down for Tkachuk. Had that ball intercepted, but Gertz will win it back. Drops it back now for Josh Yoder, who sends it back into the middle of the field for Troyer. Troyer carries. Gets the 1-2 back on the pass. Dribbles into the top of the 18. Now back to him near the penalty spot. Just rolls this one through, and it will go in. The goalkeeper just, I don't think he ever saw it.
No, I don't think so either. That was number three for the Hawks, Noah Troyer.
He's got 3 points on the evening now. A goal and an assist. And that will make it 3-0 here in the first half. We'll see some substitutions. Look like Boddicker and Tkachuk will check out for the Hawks.
Also number 16, Max Jones, going to take a little bit of a breather. 19, Connor Hirschberger, see him coming over to this side.
They'll drop it back. They'll try the kickoff play to the far side again. It's knocked down, cleared part of the way towards midfield, now sent down that far touchline. And it will be...
Can't quite keep it in.
Can't quite keep it in on the defender on that far side. Again, we are working on ascertaining that number. But again, the numbers on these soccer jerseys get smaller and smaller. This one's cleared up and over, and now a chance one-on-one. Yoder will send this one back to Koblenz. He'll touch it to the near side. And it'll be let through now for Ruiz. Now back into the middle. Here is Stutzman. He's going to send to the outside. So Hawks want to work out of their defensive end. Sent forward. Takes a hop. Knocked down by Mullet. Mullet going to carry this one forward, sending to the outside now for Hershberger. Connor Hershberger drops it back now for Troyer. Back in the middle for Stutzman. Back up top. It'll be dropped back and will reset. Sent to the outside. It's knocked away and Stutzman resets it. Sends it back to the outside for Gertz. On the 1-2, sent in the middle. Again, it's Noah Troyer. That time he had the ball knocked off his foot as he was trying to turn around on it. Finds its way back out to Stutzman, and he's in a good battle there with Colton Fetty, the freshman midfielder. Fetty will get it cleared out to his teammate, who carries on the far side. It'll head out towards midfield, knocked around. Gertz sends it back down the touchline, where it'll be picked up by the Hawks. Trying to move it through the middle once again with Troyer, but the ball will... I thought I heard a whistle, but we're going to play on. Koblenz outside of his box will boot this one in the air. Short kick didn't get to midfield, and it will be Morkel getting there first.
Josh Yoder for the Hawks chasing that down.
It's Koblenz trying to send it to the outside. The defender there fell to the ground. It'll come back to the near side.
That was Perrin Miller, who took a little bit of a spill.
Ruiz was challenged for the ball, but will keep it going.
So Cameron Yoder with the ball.
Sends it forward now.
Christian Mullet.
Mullet's got it. Through some contact. Advantage being played. He's one-on-one with the keeper with one behind him. Some contact with the keeper, and he will put it in.
And they're going to call it another goal.
Now, the keeper hadn't gotten down to make a play on that ball yet, so any contact there was coincidental. So that one will count. 24-29 to go, and it is 4-0 Hawks. And by my count, is that 11 shot attempts, 5 on net, Scott? And it will once again be the Lions restarting in the center circle. We did have a substitution come in for Minerva as they'll boot this one forward on the kickoff play again, which is something, you know, I've heard it called the college kickoff play, but a lot of college soccer teams have gone away from that, and you rarely see the pro soccer teams run that anymore. But if you've got a speedy guy that can beat the defenders right off the kickoff, it can always lead to some goals. Gertz with the ball, far side, sends it forward, knocked down in the middle by Mullet. Mullet has the ball taken off his foot. It'll be sent down towards the corner, but Josh Yoder will get to it first and sends it to the far touchline in front of the Hawks bench.
Yeah, that defender number 39 was Wyatt Flew. He's a sophomore for the Lions.
Cameron Yoder now with it for the Hawks. He'll send it to the near side for Connor Hershberger. Now through again for Mullet. Mullet back outside for Hershberger. Takes a touch, has the defender coming, gets past him, dribbles down to the corner, gets the cross off to the top of the six. The defender stops it. Shot, save made. Mullet's second chance on the rebound scores.
And that number 24, at least according to our information, Talon Murphy, the goalkeeper.
So the goal is scored. So it's 5-0 the lead. We have more for the Hawks. And Scott, it's been all Hawks. I think we spend maybe a total of 60 seconds in the defensive end.
Yeah. You know, Highland kind of doing what they do. They've been having good control in the midfield, and we really haven't seen it move much past the offensive end for Highland.
So they'll try the kickoff play again, this time to the near side, off the chest there of Max Jones, who checked back in. It'll fall to Morkel. Morkel shot, save made by Koblenz. That's the first shot on goal. We get back across midfield. Now Yoder runs through with the header as Stewart had it come to him, and now the Hawks have it again. Drop back. Here's Yoder sending to the near side. Hershberger not going to be able to get there to keep that one in. So 5-0, the lead for the Hawks. Still 22.5 to play here, first half. As this one's cleared to midfield, it'll be picked up there by Stutzman. He's going to send it on the far side. Tkachuk chests it down, runs through a 50-50 ball. But it'll be Flew getting there first. Ball will fall to the far side. Hawks send it through on the cross, headed out of the 18. Stutzman back up top, sends back to the outside, but that one will be intercepted once again and sent to the near side. Jones will get there first. He'll drop it back to Ryan Baird, who's checked in. He'll drop it back to Koblenz. Koblenz sends to the outside. Yoder has it with pressure, sending forward. Great pass through there to Boddicker. He threaded the needle on that one. A run on the far side will be sent forward. Tkachuk going to make a run at it. Can he keep it in? Yes, that ball stayed on the touchline. And now it'll go out for a Highland throw right by the corner flag. Great defense on that far side by Minerva, able to not give up the corner.
We'll see what Highland can do with another set piece. As I was saying the other day, that the long throw in is becoming more of a weapon again, even in the Premiership.
It's fallen down, and it will go out for a corner.
Corner, yep. So very good throw for number one, Cameron Yoder, from that far side.
And it is seeing a resurgence. Even going back to my playing days a little over 10 years ago, every team was using the big throws, and they went away for a while. Now they're coming back, and some people have lost the art. I can't tell you how many illegal throws I've called on people this season. Keeper's got the ball, and the keeper's number is 24, so that is Talon Murphy in goal. He'll punt this one away. Takes a hop at midfield. A battle for the ball end up being won here by the freshman Morkel, who has 10 goals on the season. Sent through, but cleared away to the near side, and that is where Hirschberger has it. Sends on the through ball. Now one touched back over top on the clearance. Morkel steps over it, beats Jones, sends to the outside now for Benjamin Smith. Smith, short cross, and I think he mishit that one. It'll allow Cameron Yoder to clear it back into the neutral third. It'll be touched to the outside for the Hawks, and it'll be picked up by Tkachuk on the far touchline, about 10 yards from midfield. He's going to try to boot this one forward, gets it, and it'll be cleared back across midfield, but that's where Stutzman will put his foot into it. It's going to take a hop and ride down the line. What a spin on that ball. Here's Tkachuk into the top of the 18 at the penalty marker. Shot, save made. It was a kick save, and it'll be cleared out off the shot attempt there from Hirschberger. Third save so far for Talon Murphy, the junior keeper. Boddicker has the ball in the box, just throws that one on frame, and again a kick save coming from Murphy. So I have that as the 15th shot attempt and 8th shot on goal by Highland. And this will be corner number 4, Scott?
Yes, Highland with 4 corner kicks so far this evening, none.
Murphy juggles it, but is able to pick it up. So he lets his offense rush up so he can get this punt off. Right foots it away. It'll be knocked down. Battle for the ball ensues. It'll be sent through there by Morkel. Hawks will gain possession and drop it back to Koblenz. Koblenz with pressure coming. Boots it to midfield. Takes a hop as Connor Hirschberger tries to corral it. Will be knocked down. Luke Boddicker will pick up possession, sends it to the far side. Sent back into the middle for Boddicker. He stops and wants to reset it all the way back to the defense. Picked up in the middle once again by Yoder. He'll drop it back. Pass comes to Hirschberger on the near side. One touch in the middle, and Cameron Yoder will take it. Now he wants to switch sides, gives it back to Boddicker. He goes to the outside for Tkachuk. Tkachuk with it, rolls it back to his other foot, finds Yoder. He has pressure coming. It's dropped back, and that ball will get loose and find Morkel. Morkel going to try to do this one 2-on-4. As here's Boone with it now at the top of the 18. Boone can't dribble past his defender. That was Baird in on that one, and now the Hawks holding possession on the back line with 17 and a half to play until halftime. Into the middle for Boddicker. Looks to carry this one for send this one for. It'll be knocked down and taken away by Boddicker again.
That was number 20, Jace Wright, carrying the ball for a short time.
And Jace Wright going to be guilty of a foul as a touch to send himself from Kachuk. He'll get the shoulder dropped into him. It'll be a free kick out near the touchline. Call it 25, 26 yards out from goal.
Yeah, and this could be another dangerous play for that goalkeeper from Minerva. We'll see who takes this one.
So Boniker's out there, and they're going to play it short down the line. Here's the cross. Knocked down, still popped up in the air. They haven't cleared out yet, and now Boone will get it cleared towards midfield. Headed down by the Hawks, and now it'll be Yoder picking it up. Loses possession. Boone battling for it, but Yoder gets it back, sends it to Jones on the near side. Jones for Hershberger on the near side, looking to send himself. The clearance goes off him, and he'll get it down in the corner. A sliding tackle, and the ball loose. No one can find it. Hershberger will turn around, picks it back up. Now here's Jones back into the middle for Stutzman. Stutzman, one touch to Yoder. Yoder back to the outside. Here's Boddicker. He'll leave it on the outside. Cross comes in, and it ran out for a goal kick, and we'll see substitutions checking in now for Minerva. 15 minutes, 44 seconds to play here, first half. A 5-0 lead for the Highland Hawks.
Yeah, one of the players I saw out there early for Minerva was that number 14, Kipton Kiko, and not sure I've seen him in since early in that first half. He was up in the front trying to play a forward position along with Noah Morkel, two very young players that look like they actually have some pretty good on-ball skills.
So the ball popped up into the air. It'll go off a Hawk on that far side. Again, I apologize. Trying to see that number. Is that on that far side? We'll get back to you on who that number is. It goes off his head again. Be headed forward. Morkel now trying to hold on to possession of this, trying to knock it behind him. It'll be picked up by the Hawks, sent back to Koblenz. Koblenz right foots it towards midfield. It takes a hop over top of the Highland forward and goes back to the outside. Trying to send it to Morkel on the far side. It'll end up being dribbled out by Minerva. Now we'll have some Highland substitutions checking in. It looks like Isaac Thomas will be checking out for the Hawks. So a throw in front of their bench on the far side. Throw came in, was intended for Boddicker, headed down. Now here's Morkel making a run at it, can't get to it. Sent to the near side. A touch by Jones. Now he'll send it forward for Hershberger. Hershberger tried to set it in the middle there for Kachuk, who's now playing in the striker position. Misplayed it. Second chance ball as some contact made up top. Kachuk will come up with it. He'll leave it in the middle. Boddicker will give it back to Kachuk. Now back to Boddicker. He trips over the ball and will lose possession. So it's carried to the far, sent to the far side, I should say, trying to get it to Morkel. It'll end up going out off of the Hawks for Minerva throw. I believe that is Caleb Becker wearing number 18 to take the throw on the far side. Throw comes in. Knocked down by Morkel. He tried to drop it back, and it'll end up going off of the Hawks again with 13 minutes. Morkel boots this one forward, knocked down, or throws it in, now gets it back off the one touch. His teammate wasn't ready for it. It's a battle ensues on that far side. It's won by the Hawks as they keep it in on the touchline, and now it will roll out off Highland in front of the Minerva bench.
And the throw in will be number 20, Jace Wright. That's the one we've been having trouble distinguishing this evening. He's a junior A lot of times he plays goalkeeper, but he is in a defender position tonight.
Well, a few chances to get a through ball in from Minerva. Now Yoder is going to misplay that pass and will be booted to the far side of the back line for Highland. Now another missed pass will allow Gage Dominic an attempt to play this ball. Tries to send it forward. There's Yoder taking it off his foot. Now he's going one on three. Gets turned around off the ball. Still somehow getting it towards net. Now two to beat. Gets into the top of the box. He takes a shot, and it's going to run off of a defender and in. And I think since that was a shot block, it still counts as Yoder's goal.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was redirected enough by that defender to make it an own goal. So I think we're going to give Cameron Yoder that goal here at the 12:05 remaining here in half number one.
And that's a strong play he made. He got that ball down near the, well, in the midfield, in the neutral third, dribbles through literally five defenders, somehow gets into the box, his shot gets partially blocked and deflected into the goal. That's just a strong play.
Yeah, as I've covered the Hawks this season, he is one of those players that, you know, he is a junior. However, I've noticed a lot of his skills, especially in and around the penalty box and inside the 18.
Sent down into the corner. Hawks have it. They'll drop this one back to Koblenz. He's got pressure coming. He didn't know it was there. Just gets rid of it to the outside in time.
I think his defender may have been a little remiss in not letting him know that that guy was coming in on his backside. He had his back completely turned to the sideline.
Was that Benjamin Smith who made that run? I think it was either him or Colton Fetty. Pass goes to Boddicker. He's going to carry it towards that far touchline. Gets the pass off. Gets the 1-2 back. Can't hold on to it, though. Taken off his foot. He's going to battle for it, and a foul will be called against him on the push-off. Third foul of the game. Second foul to go against the Hawks. They'll bring the free kick back to the Minerva defensive end of the field, just about, let's call that 6.5 yards from midfield. They don't have the rangefinder out here today, but we're just going to guesstimate that one. That free kick just going to squirt over top of the head of the forward on the far side. It'll roll out for a goal kick.
Yeah, and again, that was number 20, Jace Wright, who is a lot of times their goal.
First half, Hawks up 6-0. Punt comes across midfield, knocked down by Minerva, popped up into the air. Knocked down by Troyer for the Hawks. They'll reset it, drop it back to Koblenz. He'll boot it back towards midfield. Takes a hop. Hershberger gets it off ahead. Now a foot race, and Tkachuk won't lose many of those. Trying to touch himself back in the middle, has it taken off his foot. Now here's Hershberger. Hershberger, right-footed shot from distance, just over the crossbar.
Yeah, that was a very well-taken shot by Hershberger.
So I have substitutions galore for the Hawks here with about 7 minutes to play until the break. So we'll tee this one up on the six here. As that is Wyatt Gonzalez is teeing it up on the six right in the middle. He's going to boot it forward. Boddicker gets his head to it first. It'll fall to the far side. Wright gets a touch on it, clears it to midfield. It'll be Morkel picking it up now. Morkel drops it back. They'll boot it to that far side, popped up into the air. Morkel going to try to settle this one. Tried to head it past his defender. Gets it down that far touchline, and it's ushered out on the far side by the Hawks.
Yeah, for a ninth grader, Morkel is, you know, a very, very good player.
He was down behind the line on the throw-in, battling and keeping it in. He'll earn himself another throw. The throw comes into Morkel. He'll drop it back. It's lucky his teammate was onside. No, he was not onside. He was offside after the throw-in. He was behind that last defender.
And you can be, there's no offsides on the throw in, but as soon as that ball is in and touched by another player, if you're in an offside position and you get a pass, they're going to, well, a three-man system raised the flag, but we've got a two-man system tonight, so the hand goes up and the whistle blows. 5.5 to play here. First half, pass into the midfield. It's going to be touched into the middle here for Ruiz. Ruiz sends forward. Now here's Mullet. Mullet back into the game. We'll drop it to Boddicker on the far side, but he'll let it play through. Now he gets it back on the touch, trying to move it forward. Mullet takes a touch over, now sends down into the corner. Wright is running after it, and it will go out for a goal kick before anyone can get to it. And that's one of those things when you're playing on the artificial turf here, Scott. A little less friction than you see on regular grass, and a pass like that can just keep rolling.
Yes.
Under five to play here, first half. Worm burner of a goal kick there. It'll fall to Ruiz. Mullet tried to heel it back to him. The clearance will find its way to Boddicker. He'll send to the outside. Here's the cross off the head, and it will be grabbed by the keeper. He's able to keep it in as his body is out. And it will be Murphy punting this one away. Knocked down and getting the 1-2 there is Morkel. He's trying to battle through. Morkel holding on through contact, can't get past that last defender. It'll be clear to Ruiz, and now here is Boddicker. On the touch in the middle for, Mullet sends to the outside. Keeper is out. Into the middle now, here's Mullet with just the keeper to beat. Shoots, and he has a hat trick. He'll make it 7-0 with 3:54 to play until halftime, and hats off to you, Mr. Mullet. On what I have as the 11th shot on goal by the Hawks. That's some pretty good efficiency there, 7 for 11.
Yeah, Highland kind of winning all of the positions on the field, although we spent most of the time in their offensive end this evening. They are defending very well, and their midfielders are winning most of the balls in the midfield.
Morkel in the center circle, drops it back. They're not going to go long this time. Here's Boone carrying it. Well, drop it back now for Fetty. Fetty sends back forward for Boone. Sent to the outside, too heavy of a touch for him to grab, but Fetty will try to get to it first, taken off his foot by the Hawks. Far side now.
Joel Leinbach for the Hawks.
Run out for a Minerva throw-in. So it's popped up in the air. And now a foot race on that far side. Is that Morkel on it? Yes, it is. He has it taken off his foot at the top of the 18. He'll interrupt the clearance. So it'll be knocked out of danger, at least momentarily, by the Hawks. Ruiz going to send on the near side for Rowan Miller. He takes a heavy touch. It's cleared back across midfield. Bounces in the center circle. That's where it'll be sent by Troyer to the outside. Cleared down the line, making a run on it are the Hawks. It was Jace Wright getting there first, and I believe a foul was called against the Hawks forward on the far side. It will be their third of the night. Ball back in play. Knocked down at midfield. Fetty will end up sending it forward. Now one touch in the middle. Big boot from the back line of the Hawks. It's a jumping header. Well, send it back towards midfield. It'll end up being settled. Now here's Ruiz. Ruiz trying to dribble through traffic. Dispossessed. Here's Gonzalez carrying. Taken off his foot by Miller. Gonzalez still battling for it at midfield. He'll get past, and they're going to stop the advantage, saying no advantage was gained there, and a foul will be called against the Hawks. So Gonzalez to take the free kick. Call it 5 yards from midfield. We're under two to play here, first half, 7-0 the lead for the Hawks. Great kick to the top of the 18. It gets through. It's knocked down. Ball is still loose inside the 18, cleared to the far side, and the Hawks will avert danger there. That ball was pinballing around the top of the 18. Now 1:40 to play in the half. Long pass sent. Gonzalez takes some. Took some contact from behind. They're going to say he wasn't in a legal position to shield that ball to his keeper, and he interfered with the off for the Hawks player's ability to play the ball. So an indirect free kick for obstruction will be awarded just outside the box. Call it 22 yards from goal, because it looks like it's pretty much even with the top of the half circle. So it's indirect. Someone else has to touch it before it goes in. It'll be laid off for Boddicker. Boddicker has his cross. It was blocked. He couldn't get it back on the one touch, and now here comes Wright. He'll dribble this one across midfield, now sends it forward for Morkel. He can't handle it. It'll come to the near side. Ruiz will pick it up for the Hawks. Ruiz gets past one man. Well, with 30 seconds to play until the break, Boddicker has it in the center circle, sends it to the outside. Pressure from Morkel as the Hawks carry this one. That's Linebach on the far side. It goes out for a Highland throw. And now with under 20 seconds to play, Hawks will get the ball.
Looks like Maverick Troyer, number 27, going to throw the ball in.
Throw comes in. They'll get it in the middle and knocked down. They'll just be held there, and they'll let the clock expire. And after 40 minutes of play, it's a 7-0 lead for the Highland Hawks. We'll take a timeout and come back with those first half numbers next here on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
MRV Siding Supply is introducing another line of stone called Casa di Sassi, where old world charm meets modern luxury. Whether you're looking to enhance your outdoor space or add a touch of sophistication to your interior design, their wide range of products will meet your every need. Choose from a variety of styles and colors to create the perfect ambiance for your space. Casa di Sassi, where timeless beauty meets exceptional quality. Discover the possibilities at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesburg, or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health. MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year. There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
7-0 the halftime lead for the Highland Hawks. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. Let's go ahead and go through those first half goal scorers. They were all by the Hawks, as I stated. The first one came at 32-31, and it was scored by Luke Boddicker off the assist from Noah Troyer. Then a little under 2 minutes later, it would be Rowan Miller getting the goal at 30-52. And the Hawks, a little under 3 minutes later again, made it 3-0 off the goal from Noah Troyer at 27:07. Then at 24:29, it would be the first of a first-half hat trick for Christian Mullett. He'd score again at the 23-ish minute mark. I forgot to mark down the exact
23:19 is what I've got.
23:19. I think you're just doing that to make the reference, Scott.
There we go.
He'd have his hat trick in that one. Goal number six would come at 12:05 to play in the first half, this time scored by Cameron Yoder, who took that one out of the neutral third, literally had to go through five defenders on his way to this top of the six and puts it in the back of the net. And the final goal scored by Christian Mellon. He finished his hat trick with 3:54 to play in the first half. And Scott, let's go take a look at those first half numbers.
So in corner kicks, I had Highland with four corner kicks so far on the evening, none for Minerva. In free kicks, I had Highland with two free kicks, Minerva four on the evening. On goal kicks, Highland none, Minerva had five goal kicks in that first half of action. No penalty kicks by either team. Shots, we had 18 for Highland, 2 for Minerva, and of those 18, Highland had 11 shots on goal. Your goalkeeper saves 2 for the Highland Hawk, goalkeeper Chase Koblenz, and 3 for tonight's goalkeeper for Minerva. That's Talon Murphy in that first half of action.
A dominating first half by the Hawks there, but if you're the Minerva head coach and Tyler Stewart, you have to be excited from what you've seen Noah Morkel be able to do and getting two shots on net.
Yeah, you know, even with his the youth of his players, you know, Morkel is a player that I think just about any team in this area wouldn't mind having. You know, he's a ninth grader, plays kind of out of a midfield striker position, and if there were two or three more of those for the Minerva Lions, this game would certainly be a lot closer than it is right now. But he's doing a lot of work up there, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me, you know, with all of the history and the how good Minerva is in cross-country running. As much running as that young man did out there today, I'm sure that their cross-country coaches might be coming and looking for him to be a dual-sport athlete, similar to some of the other programs that we've seen in this this part of Ohio. But, you know, Minerva still hanging in there. Highland has worked for their goals. But again, every phase of the field, every stage of the field, Highland is definitely a superior team when it comes to the skills. Certainly back there in that defense position. And, of course, they've got their goalkeeper, Koblenz, you know, who just really makes it look really easy most nights. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's got great defenders in front of him. Highland's midfield doing a really good job, and even their forwards, I've noticed that they're able to keep balls in that a lot of other programs, whether it's the first touch on the ball, but they're doing a really good job of painting those sidelines without the ball going in, which then allows a player like Kachuk or Christian Mullett to get a cross in, and then all of a sudden it makes all of those other players for Highland even more dangerous. You know, in the case of you know, somebody like Rowan Miller, I mean, he had three opportunities to score goals, got one of those out of the three, which isn't really a terrible average. So again, Highland pretty much taking care of business here this evening.
7-0 the halftime lead. We'll take a quick timeout and be back on WKLM.
Hey, have you been to the jewelry store in Millersburg lately?
No, why? What's new?
They've got these gorgeous sterling silver birthstone stackable bracelets. They've got necklaces and earrings. Perfect for gifts or treating yourself.
Birthstones? Stackable? Okay, now I have to check them out.
You'll love them. Stop by the jewelry store at 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
I'm on my way.
The jewelry store. Where meaning meets style.
Second half underway here at Highland. It's Colton Fetty with the ball at midfield right now for the Lions. Gets the pass through to Boone. Back to Fetty, trying to get that one forward for Morkel to be cleared out before he can get to it. Now here's Kachuk for the Hawks. Going to send it to the far side, but sends it too close to that far touchline. It'll go out for a throw-in. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you here. Drew Dunlap is our videographer, and Jacob Heading, our producer. Phoenix Price, back at WKLM Sports Central. Great to have you with us tonight for this one, everyone. Again, 7-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Boone going to try to send that one forward. A little contact there as Morkel trying to get to it. Here's Kachuk going to send it in the middle for Troyer. Back to the near side. Now Wright almost took that one off the foot of Miller. Miller battling on the near side, trying to carry this one in. Gets it to the top of the 18, crosses it up top. Here's Kachuk, comes in, gets a defender, tried to get it off the volley. It's partially cleared out. Mullett leaves it back. They fake the shot. Here's Troyer back in the middle for Kachuk, trying to get past the defender. Keeper's coming out. Keeper can't get to it. Kachuk couldn't pull the trigger, and it's cleared off the goal line.
Yeah, it looked like Wyatt Gonzalez, Johnny on the spot that time, and he was able to get there and get the ball out, and he almost put it out on Route 39.
I don't think Kachuk had the shot there. I think he rolled it. It was rolled in towards, but
yeah.
Throwing comes in. It's cleared away. He just couldn't pull the trigger, which is something you see sometimes when you get that close to goal. This one's cleared out towards midfield. It's Morkel who tried to settle it. Now they'll try to do the 1-2 up to Boone. Knocked down at midfield. Fetty going to battle for it, but it'll be the Hawks gaining possession. Comes to the near side for Miller. Miller will turn on it, drops it for Troyer. He's going to send it down to the corner on the near side, and we'll see if the offside whistle goes. No, it won't. Here's Gertz with it. Driving in. Here's a cross through, and that one sent up and over on the attempt by Kachuk.
Yeah, it looked like Kachuk was still kind of pretty much point blank, and sometimes it just goes off the foot.
Scott, you and I have watched enough soccer to see that the hardest thing to do is score in a wide open net.
Yeah.
Because if you just mistouch that a little bit, it's going to run wide. And sometimes you just get in your own head with things like that. Yeah, but if he keeps getting opportunities like that, he's going to end up with one.
A little bit like a layup, wide open layup in basketball, or a wide open dunk.
Kachuk with it in that far corner. We'll drop it back to the midfield. That's Boddicker. Now sent back towards the corner. Kachuk can't get to it. Stutzman will pick it back up in the midfield, sent to the far side for Jones. He's going to send for Kachuk. That ball goes out for a Minerva throw. Throw comes in, knocked down off ahead. Ball pinballs itself into the midfield. Now here's Kachuk with it. Kachuk from distance takes the shot, blocked in front. And I think that might have been Gonzalez that put his rear end on the line for that one. Ball will come out to the near side, and it is kept in on the touchline by Gertz. His cross will be knocked down, now sent out on the near side. And they're going to keep it, get it out, but on the touchline instead of the byline.
Looks like Christian Mullett maybe going to do the throw in. And he's winding up.
Big throw to the top of the six, and this time it will... No, it stays in. Sent back in by Mullett. Here's Boddicker dribbling back out to the corner. He's going to drop this one back for Gertz. Gertz sends it back for Boddicker, who stays just on. He'll drop it back for Gertz again on the near touchline. So the Hawks will cycle it into the midfield. Back for Gertz. Now here's Boddicker. Boddicker couldn't get the cross off. It'll be kept in. What a move there by Boone to keep that one in on the near touchline. Still battling for it. He's going to get all over Boddicker, and the foul will be called. And I was waiting to see if they were going to drop that one back, but he was essentially a backpack for Boddicker on that one. So Stutzman to take the free kick. Great service right to the top of the six off of a head. I believe it went off the head of Gonzalez.
That was number six for the Lions, Wyatt Gonzalez. He's a sophomore defender.
And I've been impressed with him defensively.
Yeah, he's done a great job, just as well as Morkel has been, you know, their leader up front in the midfield and as a forward. Gonzalez has done a really good job. Also, the sometimes goalkeeper, Jace Wright, has done a pretty good job.
Ball's loose off the corner. Gonzalez has to clear it away, at least for a moment. Gertz tried to send it back in, and now Boone is on the counter. A battle for it. Now let's see here, which way is this foul going to go? They're going to call Boone for the first foul and not the trip after he goes over top. Or they're going to say he cleared out with the arm, and he's getting the talking to from Brent Rice saying, no, 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 not again. Oh, and he might be lucky he didn't just pick up a yellow card as he just put the hand out to our referee. Ball's back in play. Fetty has it. We'll send it up. Knocked down off the head there of Stutzman down the middle. Troyer, a sliding tackle that if it had made contact might have earned him a spot in the book, but luckily able to get it cleared away. The ball will go out on the near side here for a Minerva throw. I think Boone is getting increasingly more agitated at Minerva's lack of scoring in this game. Here's Miller cutting to the outside. Has to go back and collect the ball. Not able to keep it in on the near touchline. Throw comes in off of Boddicker's head. Miller pops it up in the air. Battles for it. We'll end up winning that battle. Now Boddicker going to give it for Gertz on the near side. He wants to send it through. It goes off the foot of Miller after it was ricocheted off of a Lion. Still battling for it is Miller. Nutmegs one defender, but Wright will boot it away. Now popped up into the air that time by Josh Yoder. Left for Troyer at the top of the 18. Troyer sends to the outside. Here's Kachuk. Ends up sending himself to the byline. Turns, trying to get something off. Will drop it back. Here's a shot. It'll run wide. Believe that was Jones on the shot on the far side. That'll be the 21st shot attempt by the Hawks in this one, who lead by 7. So Wyatt Gonzalez, the sophomore defender, again has it teed up on the six. He'll line it up with the far post this time. Boots it forward. Takes a hop. Troyer, the first one there. It's headed away from him. Now he'll come back and collect it into the middle for Stutzman, but I think a handball was called. Free kick. Gets across midfield, but Troyer will settle it. Now here's Mullett. He's going to send Tkachuk. A little too much on it, and the keeper out and clearing it off the line with his foot. Hawks maintaining possession now. Troyer looking to send it to the outside. Tkachuk, he tried to send in the middle there. I think that was Mullett. It'll just be ushered back to the keeper, and that is where Talon Murphy will pick it up. Punt comes to the near side, takes a hop. Still hopping and trying to keep it in on the near side. That time was Jaben Reed, but not able to do so. Ball's back in quickly. Miller trying to get past Wright. He does. Wright gaining ground at the end of the 18. Miller dribbles past him, gets the cross up top. Heavy touch there from Tkachuk. His second chance is saved. He got it back off the one-touch pass, but that'll go down as save number four on the evening for Talon Murphy. Back in the defensive end for the Hawks, who win it off the punt. Yoder going to send it back across midfield, knocked down by Troyer. Sends to the outside for Tkachuk. Tkachuk drops it back. Here's Jones going to drop it back for Miller as they cycle to switch fields. So again, here's Josh Yoder. Puts a little oomph on this ball, gets it to Boddicker across midfield. He has to go back into his defensive end to collect it. Now Yoder will try to clear it out again. Ball ends up falling there to Morkel, who has to battle to keep it. Drops it back. Comes to the near side for Boone. Boone gets it right back from Reed. Now back to Reed. Boone trying to dribble through one. Can't get past. I know what Troyer is. It gets back across midfield. Mullett fakes the touch, and it'll be Tkachuk picking it up. Now he's off to the races. Steps back. Trying to get past a couple defenders. One coming from behind sends this one through, and it'll be picked up there by the keeper, Murphy. Scott, you call that one a shot, or you think he's just trying to roll that one through?
Well, I'm not sure. Again, he seems like he's having a little bit of trouble this evening pulling that trigger. Just seems like he's not quite where I've seen him previously.
Tkachuk, top of the 18, holds on, trying to cut into the 18, gets through. And now it'll be cleared out to the far side, but it'll go out for a corner instead. I think we're going to call that last attempt there a shot on goal and a save for the keeper, Murphy, his fifth. That's when if Murphy doesn't pick it up, it goes into the goal.
Yeah.
So. And substitutions on each side. 10 minutes gone here, first half. Actually, make that 11 minutes gone now. Beautiful night for soccer here in Berlin, too,
yeah.
Scott.
It's always a very scenic setting over here.
And there were so many times as a player, I already had the long sleeves broken out by this time of the season. Corner gets knocked down. Bodie Gertz takes a long shot. It's off an elbow, but it was in a natural position, so no penalty given. It'll be cleared out to the near side. Wright knocks it out.
Yeah, that might be one of those elbow bruises that he'll wake up having tomorrow morning.
Fetty pops it into the air. Gertz will collect it. I'd rather have the bruise on my elbow than I think on my thigh, though.
Yeah.
So they cut it to the outside. Wright gets a touch to it. Is he able to keep it in on the byline? Yes, he is. What is the call? It's a
goal kick.
As he got it off a Hawk before it went over that byline. By the way, just as a quick update, that last corner kick, I believe that was corner number six of the evening for the Hawks.
Yes.
7-0 the lead for Highland, 27:45 to play here in half number two. Again, the tournament drawing this weekend is we are getting close to sending a couple teams down to historic Columbus Crew Stadium on the, well, right outside the grounds, I should say, of the Ohio State Fairgrounds and Expo Center. This one booted away by Koblenz. Troyer will come out and collect it in the midfield. Now they'll one-touch it back to Boddicker, back to Troyer. He tried to get it through his defender, now pops it past him, and Boddicker will come and collect it, sends to the outside, but run through and picked up for a moment there. Physical play there, and I think that was Fetty, ends up causing that ball to go out off of a Hawk.
Fetty, another one of those ninth graders.
Correct myself, Fetty was taking the throw in, and now here's Morkel, has it cleared out off of Highland again, and it'll be another throw. It'll be Boone down to take it. And I want to talk a little more about Historic Crew Stadium here in just a moment, but drop down. Gertz has this one cleared away back across midfield. This one booted down into the top of the 18, and while Koblenz picks it up, Scott, it's Lower.com Field, the current home of the Columbus Crew, is a great stadium, but you think about the history of Historic Crew Stadium, the first soccer-specific stadium in the United States, home of Dos Aceiro not once but twice. You think about the quality of players that have played in that stadium. It's so cool that these high school players in Ohio get to play their state championships and play in that same stadium where so many greats of the game at an international level played.
Yeah, and you know, there were so many international friendlies that were played there. I remember one of my good friends from Indiana. He's a big West Ham United, and he got to go see his West Ham United team play in a friendly over at Historic Crew Stadium.
I think I got to see a friendly there between the Columbus Crew, and I want to say it was Red Bull Salzburg, which was always fun to see when those Austrian sides or the lower division English sides would come in and play against the MLS teams. Usually a good competition, too. That ball will end up going out. They're going to say that is going to be a Minerva Lions throw-in. But I remember being in high school and I had World Cup qualifying USA-Mexico. There's no better place for that match in Columbus, Ohio. The Nordeca comes out. The American Outlaws come out. And Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, Tim Howard at keeper. Those were some great games played in that old stadium. Pass comes to the near side, picked up now by Yoder. He'll give it up for Ruiz on the near side. Ruiz going to boot this one forward in the midfield, picked up. Now sent to the near side. That's Joel Linebach. He's going to battle for it, taken off his foot that time by Becker. Now turn around and get it right back, though. In the middle for Yoder. He has a goal tonight. Yoder sends it through. It'll be cleared out by the back line of the Lions. Headed back across midfield. And taken away. And now here's an opportunity. Morkel leaves it on the outside for Boone. Boone makes one defender miss. Highland defender sent it backwards. And it'll be pumped up into the air off the foot of Boone. Koblenz will come out and collect it. And Boone, I think he might have disrupted an opportunity for an own goal rather than trying to make an opportunity for a Minerva goal. So I'm popped over to the near side. Making the run here is Silas Herman. Will get to that ball but can't keep it off of the feet of Jace Wright. Now Yoder takes a touch back in the middle of the field. Tries to send it through. He does. Keeper is coming out. And sliding through and grabbing that ball is Murphy before we can see Isaac Thomas really make a run at it. Ruiz settles the punt. Now here is Herman sending to the outside once again for Linebach. He's going to work to get it past right. He does, but he can't hold on to it on the touchline. It will go out for Minerva throw.
Looks like Jace Wright will do the honors again.
23 minutes to play, and he'll end up falling for Linebach after some contact. He'll end up sending it out. It'll be another throw for the Lions. Throw comes in. Boone tried to head it through. It's taken away from one of his teammates. It'll be dropped back for Yoder. He'll send it to the far side. carried down that far touchline, trying to battle it through. Still battling are the Hawks down into the corner. A little bit of contact there, but they're going to play through it. Here's Hershberger trying to send it through, knocked away. Second chance ball cleared away again. Now Boone going to make the run for it. Ruiz gets there first, and Ruiz will end up ushering it out on the near side. No, he was last touched, I should say, by the Lions. And we'll see another Highland substitution here. It looks like Josh Yoder going to check out.
Maybe Darren Miller entering, number 36.
And once he turns around or gets closer, yeah, that is a 36.
Yeah, Darren Miller, another ninth grader for Highland.
Now, Melissa Patrick told me when I said this last time that the numbers aren't getting smaller. My eyes are just getting worse. No, the numbers are getting smaller. That one dropped back into space. No one there for the Hawks. But Stutzman will come back and corral it. His pass knocked away by Fetty. Now a battle for the ball will ensue. It'll end up going to that far side. And it'll be sent off a Minerva player for a Highland throw. Looks like the backup keeper might be getting warmed up for the Hawks on that far side. Pass for Stutzman. He'll carry this towards the midfield circle. Now finds Ruiz on the near side with 21 minutes to play. That pass will be intercepted. Kareem's out to the near side. Morkel will pick it up. Waits for some help. Has it. He's going to look to switch it into the middle. Awkward touch there and sent out towards the far side of the circle now. As Minerva really trying to attack that midfield of the Hawks. Well, there's so many jerseys in the middle of the field, it's hard to get through. Morkel coming through, tries to collect the ball, can't do it. It'll squirt free across midfield to Becker. He can't hold on to it, but a handling violation will be called in the center circle against the Hawks. So a free kick. We'll see where they place this ball. Just across midfield. So what, about 60 yards to goal? Because I think this is a 100. Might be about 55. It's either 110 or 120-yard field. Koblenz has to come out and take that one off the foot of Boone, who he just couldn't control it to get a shot off. Under 20 to play here. 7-0 the lead for the Hawks. Fetty will send it to the far side for Minerva. It'll be taken away by Highland. Down the line it goes. And this one not going to go out, but the keeper, Murphy, will boot this one forward. It'll fall to the Hawks, and they'll pick it up here in the middle. Gonzalez running through there, challenging on the 50-50 ball, then keeps it the defender away so that it can be cleared across midfield. And we'll see Miller in his first action chasing the ball on the near side. It'll go out for a throw, and we are going to see a keeper change for Highland. Koblenz's night is done. And I am not sure who the other goalkeeper is on the roster for the Hawks.
Sorry.
It is. You said
Julius?
Yes.
Badstai.
Julius Badstai is the backup keeper, who I don't have on my roster. So Badstai now in goal for the Hawks. From Germany, we are told. Ball finds its way into the box. Murphy will come out and pick that one up. We have 18 minutes to play.
A nice punt.
Good punt to midfield. You know, you look at Murphy, he has the five saves tonight. He's good with his feet. I think he just needs a little help with the fundamentals, but he could be developed into a very good goalie, especially going into what would be his senior year next year. Like, the parts are there. They just need a little bit of refinement. Absolutely. Gonzalez is going to carry this one over midfield for the Lions. It was Yoder that knocked that ball away, and now there is, I believe that was Hershberger on the far side. Ball comes into the midfield now. Will be sent for Linebach up on the near side. He's going to battle for it. It'll end up being knocked out. Last touch by the Lions. A Hawks throw. We'll see Ruiz take it.
Yeah, I've seen some definite improvement in the on-ball skills by the Highland Hawks throughout the season. I got to see him real early in the 2025 season and thought that, you know, they hopefully were going to continue to build in their skills. But tonight, every player from your starter, your starting 11, and now we're seeing a lot of the substitutions, I think that's good improvement, and I think that's something that a coach wants, especially heading into your tournaments here in the next couple weeks.
Well, Gonzalez had that ball, sent it forward for Becker. Now Ruiz takes it away, loses possession, trying to turn around on it. We'll drop this one back to Linebaugh. He takes some contact, battling for it, taken away from him as he battles Becker. Ball squirts free, and now a foul going to be called against Highland. And I think you go back to this, how this team started with a 1-1 draw against the defending state champions, Riverview, in a very closely contested game. I called that one for our friends down at WTNS, and then you beat a really good Smithville team, and you win 5-0 against an Orville team that, you know, I wouldn't call them elite, but they're still a pretty good team up there in Orville. They just kept growing. This ball comes through, knocked away by a Highland defender at the last minute, and it'll be cleared out after it was shouldered down by Herman. Cross midfield now, here is Hershberger. He's going to send it down for Linebaugh. Might have put too much on the pass, and yes, he did. It rolls out on the near side. We'll see some substitutions now for the Lions. But we talked about these teams, these good teams they've seen. Marlington is a perennial powerhouse. In fact, they ended my season twice in my high school time. North Olmsted, down at Historic Crewe, you get a 1-1 draw against a big school like North Olmsted. That's always a good thing to see. And you know, Tuskegee Valley's not what they have been over the last couple of years, but you played a good game with them. In the middle now, here's Stutzman. He gives the one touch as we'll play on through the contact, and the ball will end up being cleared away towards midfield. Knocked down at least for a moment, but a missed touch. It has to be cleared back across midfield. Intercepted on that far side by the Lions.
That's Kiko.
Kiko going to send it forward. And it'll have to be ushered out of bounds before Morkel can get on it. So a throw will be coming in. Looks like we have two more substitutions for the Lions as well. We take under 15 minutes to play. Ball's in. Highland partially clears it, then two Minerva players run into each other. I believe that was Flew and Arnato, both trying to send that ball through. It allows the Hawks to get through. Now here's Lineball on the other side, as Wright will turn that ball around, trying to keep it away from him. A shoulder-to-shoulder battle. Wright still holding possession. Sends it to the near side. It'll be sent into the middle that time by Dominic. Knocked down there by Morkel. And now on the other end, here's Dominic. I think he was trying to send that one through. No one was there to receive it. And it will be grabbed by Badsty. Popped up in the air at midfield. Now it's the Lions in possession, sending it forward for Morkel. He was running the other direction. The Hawks have the ball. They'll send it to the far side. 13 minutes to play in this one. The ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Highland always does a really good job of keeping their shape, keeping their spacing, and that is frustrating for some teams because you can always kick the ball, and that's going to move a lot faster than a player running, you know, to it and trying to carry it on their foot.
Throw goes down the line. Hawks win it back off of the Minerva header. Now sent back into the middle. Stutzman will pick it up. Stutzman sends it to the near side. Ruiz tried to knock it down, but it goes over his head and out for a Minerva throw. It'll be Flew to take it. Or correction, Dominic to take it.
Gage Dominic, another ninth grader for Minerva.
As Morkel knocked that ball down, but right to Ruiz, who will clear it towards midfield, but line ball won't be able to handle it, knocks it out. Going to try to throw it to Morkel again, knocks it down. Here's Dominic. Battles for it, has it taken off his foot, but gets it right back, but then it's going to be Cameron Yoder clearing it back to midfield. Popped up into the air, making the run here is Thomas, battling for that ball. Now here's Hershberger getting a foot to it, and he'll have it cleared across midfield, right to Morkel. Morkel going to try to go one-on-two right here. Cuts to the outside. Turns back. Waits for help. Sends it to the outside. They're going to send it right back to him on the far side of the 18. Down at the byline. Leaves it for Dominic. Gets the shot off, but it runs wide.
Yeah, I have been very impressed with Noah Morkel this evening.
And that's a great strike there from the freshman Gage Dominic as well, but he just didn't have it on frame. Had Badstee diving to his left, but didn't have to make the save. Three more players checking out for the Hawks here as we are under 11 minutes to play in this one. 7-0 the lead for Highland. So Hawks will look to play this one out of their own end and do. Sent forward, now picked up here by Yoder. Yoder drops back, sends it towards the near side. I believe that was Kyan Miller. They dropped it back then to Maverick Troyer, who loses possession. Now here is, again back there, Darren Miller. So Hawks trying to move this one forward, had it through to Juan Gomez Kellel. Now here is Silas Herman to the far side. Sends it through once again, knocked down. Stutzman battling for it, sends it out to the far side for Silas Herman, who continues to try to keep that one away from the Lions, but they'll pick it up near midfield. Send it in the middle here for Dominic. Dominic takes a step over the ball, trying to send it through. It's partially cleared, now cleared back out towards the neutral third. Popped up into the air. That was Flew trying to settle that one. Sends it to the outside. So I'm not mistaken, I believe Morkel may have been subbed off. He's not up front right now. Yoder will clear this one back towards midfield. Knocked down. Now sent to the far side. Terman, who keeps it in on the byline. Now attempts to drop it back. That pass is intercepted.
Kipton Kiko, number 14.
His pass was ricocheted back out, but the Hawks will now send it out for a throw-in. Throw comes in down the line, now knocked away, back into the middle. Hawks battling for it, trying to get it across midfield once again. Taken away, now sent to the near side for Dominic. Dominic working one-on-one, and they're going to play through that contact, a heavy contact by both players. Ball back to midfield. Hawks in possession. They're trying to get it passed. It's really neither team holding much possession at the moment in the neutral third. Drop back now, sent down that line. Silas Herman gets a boot to it. It'll be picked up by Minerva. Sent down that far line, now cleared away. Right into the middle there to Juan Gomez. They'll send it through once again. Gomez giving chase as Gonzalez will pick it up. Gonzalez carries far side to the touchline, keeps it in on the clearance, but the Hawks pick it up. Booted down the line again. Gomez will end up picking the pocket of the Highland midfielder, and we go to the far side. Gomez almost got in there to take it away from Jones. Jones now going to shield that ball as it stays on the touchline and will roll out for a Highland throw with 7:40 to play here in the second half. A 7-0 lead for the Hawks.
Yeah, that's Wyatt Gonzalez, number 6 for Minerva.
Dominic carrying forward now as it's taken off his foot. They're trying to send it through, but here is Maverick Troyer cutting to the outside with pressure coming. Sends it forward for Miller. Back to Troyer, has it knocked off his foot and out for a Highland throw. Highland's next game will be against Tri-Valley at home on October 4th. I believe that is Saturday, a 6:15 kickoff here. And then, of course, on the 10th, they've got their yearly Friday matchup as that ball finds its way in to Badstai, and he'll pick that one up. A Friday matchup with Central Christian in the Comets, what I would call that a rivalry matchup. Central Christian made it to the state semis a year ago. The ball cuts to the near side. It'll go out. Last touch by Minerva. And Central Christian, another one of those local teams. They've been playing soccer. I think one of the longest tenured teams in Wayne Holmes County.
Yeah, Highland started their soccer program way back at the outset of this, the new consolidated Highland High School.
Throw comes into the midfield again. As looking to move this one through now is Grady Troyer. A battle for the ball. Now Maverick Troyer has it for Highland. And a foul going to be called against the Hawks. The fifth time the whistle is blown against them tonight. And it'll be a free kick. Call it 25 yards out by my eyeballed calculation. And it will be Benjamin Smith to take it. Smith, right foots this one over the wall. It's off a Highland head to the near side. And some contact there. And now it'll be Troyer looking to carry this one away. He pokes it away from the foot there of Grady Troyer. It'll find its way back out top to Wright, who wants to carry it, or now send it to the far side, I should say. Giving chase is Kiko. Kiko dribbling. Down in towards the corner, looking to get the cross off. Right-footed cross comes through. Keeper can't get it. Ball's loose inside the penalty area. Popped up in the air. A missed settle there by Arnotto. And the Hawks, well, had it for a moment, then gave it away. And now Yoder will pick it up on the near side. But not able to get to it to keep that ball in play was Miller with 4:40 to play here in the second half.
Yeah, Minerva continuing to play hard out there.
Smith throws it in. There's Arnotto setting it towards goal, and the keeper will have it on the cross attempt there. Right in there to try to pick it up, or to grab that, though, was Zane Shepherd, who's also listed as a goalkeeper for this team. It's a freshman wearing number 15 tonight. Here's Dominic. Trying to send it to the outside for Kiko. Kiko settles, pops it up in the air. Ball still loose in the air. Hawks try to clear it out to the near side. Here's Dominic, though, tried to send it through. And Troyer will clear this one across midfield with under four to play. Gonzalez will have to come back and pick it up. Gonzalez gets the touch to the near side. Now gets it back on the pass. 50-50 ball going to be won there by Stutzman, who sends it forward. Now Troyer gets it off the attempted clearance. That was Ruiz sending it on the far side. They'll try to get it on the 1-2. Here's Juan Gomez, and the missed clearance there by Wright. The second clearance knocked down by the Hawks, and the keeper, Murphy, will come out and pick it up to keep it out of harm's way with 3 minutes and change remaining in this one.
Yeah, a couple of his defenders took a shot at it and to try to clear it, and he had enough of it, so came out and decided to take it himself.
Hawks will send the ball to the near side. It will come out and go for a Minerva throw-in.
Yeah, Tri-Valley will play Highland will play Tri-Valley, as you said, at home on October the 4th for this Minerva Lions team. They will play Canton Central Catholic, and that will also be a home game for Minerva on the 4th.
And kudos to the Lions and their coaching staff. You know, they've taken their lumps this year, but you know, playing these good opponents now where you've got this young core roster can only help improve. As here's a loose ball at the top of the 18. Ruiz cuts in. Just a keeper to beat. Shoots and scores. 2:11 on the clock to score in that to make it 8-0.
Yeah, Caden Ruiz, a junior for Highland.
2 minutes. And the clock continues to run as we were at the running clock at halftime. So Ruiz makes it a 8-0 match.
Our first and only goal so far here in half number two. Course, now under 2 minutes.
If we were in tournament play, that would end the match. But, of course, that rule only in effect in the tournaments. As here's Yoder with it, going to carry on the near side. It'll be sent down by him and out for a Minerva throw-in with under 90 seconds now to play. Make it 80 seconds. So throw comes in. Here's Flew. Sends it forward now for Shepard. He can't get to it. It was cleared back across midfield. Ruiz trying to hold on to that ball. Battles for it. A trip at midfield, and it'll be called against Ruiz. Foul number 6 against the Hawks tonight. Under a minute to play now.
Yeah, all of these are valuable minutes for those substitutions for Highland as well as for Minerva. Good to be able to get out there on the field.
As Gonzalez will boot this one forward. Popped up into the air. Attempted header to clear it. Gets through. Here's a shot, and it's going to run wide off the attempt by Grady Troyer.
I think I have that as their fourth.
That fourth shot attempt. Two of them have been on net tonight. Now 20 seconds remaining in this one. The Hawks going to improve their record to 11-2-2. They are unbeaten in their last eight and have won, are going to win seven in a row.
9, 8, 7.
5 seconds left in this one.
4, 3, 2.
The Hawks will get the victory in this one by the final score of 8-0. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, quickly wrap this one up next here on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Final score in this one, 8-0. The Highland Hawks get the win over the Minerva Lions. Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you. We'll wrap this one up quick. It was 7-0 at halftime, in part thanks to a hat trick by Christian Mullett. We'll go through the other goal scorers real quick. One was scored by Luke Boddicker. One scored by Noah Troyer. Again, the three by Mullett and one by Cameron Yoder. Our last goal of this game came with 2:11 to go in the second half. It would be scored by Caden Ruiz, the junior, gets on the board to make it 8-0, our final score. And, Scott, let's go ahead and go through those final stats.
On corner kicks, I had Highland with 6 corner kicks on the evening and Minerva 0. On free kicks, Minerva had 8, while Highland had 3. On both halves tonight. in goal kicks. Highland, no goal kicks in this contest, while Minerva had six. Again, there were no penalty kicks this evening. 20, let's see, that's, I've got 23 shots on goal by Highland, and I believe that was 13 of those, 13 or 14 were on frame, and then for Minerva, four on the contest. Highland's goalkeeper had two saves, while the goalkeeper from Minerva had five, and that ends up with our score of 8-0, with Highland Hawk coming away with the victory and improving their record to 11-2-2.
And really a dominant performance from kickoff to final whistle today, Scott. The Hawks in mid-season form, and they should be with tournament drawings on Sunday.
Yeah, I could look all up and down that roster, and I can see definite improvement from the earliest games that we have covered this season here at Highland or on the road. And again, it was a very game, but young Minerva Lions team that came in here. But, you know, this is kind of what you expect when you come to Highland. Not only is it their home field, but when you catch them at this time of the season starting to really focus in and hone in on what they need to do to make a long tournament run, which they've had the good fortune of doing here the last several years. But, Highland in very, very good form tonight.
And the building blocks are there for Minerva. I think we saw a lot of good things at different times from the Lions tonight.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think with that young roster and seeing some of the skills that we saw out of a few of their key players, you know, I think it's just one of those situations where if they just had a couple more of those caliber of players, you know, maybe at the front or in the midfield, they could have made even more of a game of it. But again, Highland kind of takes you out of the things that you want to do, and then you have to really, really defend and spend a lot of energy defending and trying to keep Highland out of the 18-yard box.
So again, Highland will improve their record to 11-2-2 on the season. Minerva drops to 2-10-3. Hawks will face off against Tri-Valley on Saturday at 6:15. Meanwhile, Minerva will be hosting Canton Central Catholic at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Scott, any final thoughts from you?
No, I think, again, we're seeing teams that are getting, you know, ready for the tournaments, and these last season games, last of the regular season games, are just, you know, more preparation, you know, hoping to get into that tournament atmosphere. We did have a great crowd here this evening, as usual. It's just an absolutely gorgeous early October night. And again, both Minerva and in the previous game, Norwayne came down, and this entire hillside and the home bleachers here on the Highland home side were filled, and we got to see a couple really good high school soccer matches.
Well, Scott, always great to work with you. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, Jake.
A few other thank yous to send out, of course, to our video producer, Jacob Heading, tonight, as well as our videographer, Andrew Dunlap, also back at WKLM Sports Central. We had Phoenix and Alex holding down the fort, pushing all the buttons, making sure you heard us on FM 95.3 and around the world on WKLMFM.com. One more time, the final score in this one, 8-0. The Hawks defeat the Lions. For Scott Miller, as well as Jacob Heading, Andrew Dunlap, Phoenix, and Alex, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.